Does the Isser derive from Los Asuru, Achli Levavchem, Vachrei Einechem manifest as a prohibition against one thinking any sexual thoughts, I guess excepting one's spouse, or is it against the act of dwelling on them? I ask because especially in terms of the education of boys within the yeshivish community, it seems that they often do not come to terms with their sexual awareness, rather immediately perceive it as a shameful perversion, and in their subsequent repression end up rendering their struggle with this issue much more difficult, all because it hadn't been acknowledged as a natural phenomenon to begin with. Is it not permitted to address this issue in discussion with pubescent boys? Why is it so taboo? Chana from New York City. Okay, the issue is only fantasizing or thinking about things that are prohibited to do. But to speak about sexual matters in a way that is positive, in a way that gives guidance in how to deal with these issues, as all issues in life, according to the Torah, is for sure not prohibited. Boys learn Gemaras that have to do with these ideas, Kedushin, Ksubas, and so on. And, however, it has to be presented in a way that is proper and that will not lead to the wrong kinds of thoughts. And therefore, sometimes the best way to do that is privately between a father and a son. If the father is not capable, then a guide, a mentor, somebody that the parents trust, maybe the schools. And it could be that being done in a public classroom way is not the proper way to guide children, but more of a private way, a school counselor or whatever, or in a school setting that's controlled or whatever. That's why the Gedolim are very concerned that these issues be dealt with in the proper forum, in the proper way, in a way that, as you say, will lead to a very positive feeling about these issues from a Torah standpoint, and not be distorted and led to improper kinds of behavior and thoughts.